Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, I spend most of my time roaming the Swiss News Alps herding the day's finest Simmental story cattle to harvest the most topical cuts, which I pair with a reduction of shallot and barrel-aged Portuguese wine to serve you the Madeira Dijon Tenderloin that is my monologue. But sometimes I'm hosed awake behind a condemned retirement home, grab a fistful of discarded lunch meats, toss them into a busted blender with crushed-up Pepto-Bismol, then pour the slurry into an old baby sock to offer you the trichinella-tainted drifter sausage of news that is my segment.
Meanwhile,
this is right here. It's clean energy. It's pure clean energy is what it is. Meanwhile, amid a student housing shortage, California State Polytechnic University at Humboldt is considering putting students on a barge. Though it is possible that classwork could be affected by housing students on a barge. Professor, sorry, my paper was late. My dorm had to run a load of bauxite to Singapore. Meanwhile, in theaters this weekend, Cocaine Bear's box office came dangerously close to taking number one. While in my front yard this weekend, once again, Meth Raccoon came dangerously close to taking my car. You've got a problem. Take some action. Meanwhile, we here at Meanwhile Ballistic Laser Systems and Go-Gurt Imagineering sometimes come across so many stories about the royal family that we collect them in our Meanwhile subsegment, Sovereignwhile. Sovereignwhile, according to reports, the king's coronation is in crisis after Elton John and the Spice Girls turned down the chance to appear. Sir Elton John is snubbing the king. I'm not sure how I feel about that.
It's a little bit funny.
That's it. Yeah, that's how I feel. That's it right there. Apparently, England's Ministry of Kingly Festivals, or whatever, is really struggling to book music for the coronation since, aside from Elton and the Spices, Ed Sheeran, Adele, and Robbie Williams have also turned down the chance to perform at the concert. So right now, the planners are going to go with William and Camilla playing yakety sax on kazoos. Meanwhile, in Taking It Easy news, apparently the latest workplace trend is something called Bare Minimum Mondays. Now, normally I would have a joke here, but Monday. Meanwhile, across the pond, the UK is experiencing a fruit and vegetable shortage that could last until May. The UK government blames the scarcity in part on poor weather conditions in Spain. Okay, have they tried planting the crops on the plain? Because that's where the rain mainly falls, is my understanding. Meanwhile, news from New York, because New York City thieves are stealing Apple headphones off victims' heads. It involves people on mopeds riding up to victims and snatching their Apple AirPods Max, then speeding off. Good God! What is America coming to? Moped crime? What is this, Marseille? When you get mugged in New York, there are standards. You're supposed to get conked over the head with a lank of rebar, and then three rats in a trench coat take your and their getaway car as a cockroach. It's the greatest city in the world. Words to that effect. Second Charles. Second Charles. There you go. Meanwhile, in sporting news, Amazon's Jeff Bezos is considering a bid on the NFL's Washington Commanders. Well, that'll be exciting. The receiver can just order the football and then sign for it in the end zone.
More meanwhile, after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Korra on The Legend of Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Zuko on The Last Airbender and General Iroh on The Legend of Korra. Each week, we'll recap and discuss another episode of The Last Airbender.
I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but...
Amazing guests stop by, from creators to cast to superfans to chat all things Avatarverse.
Are we saying that this is possible in the Avatar universe?
Varney, we gotta spread the word. Now fans can also check out our weekly video pods too by subscribing to the official Avatar YouTube channel.
That's a lot of fire, isn't it?
That's right, we're on video this season, everybody! So, whether you're a super fan with encyclopedic knowledge or you're brand new to this incredible world,
it's Fire Nation time, Book of Fire. Let's go! Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, I spend most of my time in the old news workshop hand-shaping the finest story mahogany into an elegant, continuous curved frame with tapered legs, then adding the most topical goose-down cased cushion so that you may lounge on the exquisite 18th-century Hepplewhite bow-back settee that is my monologue. But sometimes, while fleeing through the docks after punching a police horse, I rip a dirty tarp off an abandoned boat and jam the corners into some lampposts with a rusty butter knife and an old rail spike, and then nod off in the filthy drifter's hammock of news that is my segment. This is the only relaxation I need right there. Meanwhile, in royal haunting news, after the Queen of England passed away, the Duchess of York, Sarah Ferguson, adopted her beloved dogs. And now she says that Queen Elizabeth's ghost makes her corgis bark, claiming, "When they bark at nothing and there's no squirrels in sight, I believe it's because the Queen is passing by." Possibly. Or, hear me out, it's the ghost of a squirrel. Either one. Either one. Meanwhile, Michael B. Jordan apologized to his mom for his sexy new Calvin Klein underwear ad, saying, "Before the steamy photos dropped, I was like, my mama's gonna have to see this. I'm sorry, it's out there. I've got my business all out in the streets." Literally. I can totally relate, Michael. I had to apologize to my entire family when they released my ads for Euro Sausage Swim Slings. Meanwhile, after a robbery in Philadelphia, a U-Haul van took Philly police on a chase that hit speeds as high as 90 miles per hour. 90? Now we know what U was hauling. Ass. Meanwhile, an international archaeological mission has uncovered the remnants of what is believed to be a 5,000-year-old restaurant in southern Iraq. Researchers identified it as an ancient restaurant when they found the remains of a bartender doing coke by the dumpster. Somebody. I've worked in a lot of restaurants. Somebody's doing coke by the dumpster. Meanwhile, as I have not previously reported, Flacco the owl escaped from the Central Park Zoo last month, worrying his keepers, obviously, but now they say he's doing well living in Central Park and hunting the city's plentiful supply of rats. Although, thank you for your service. Although, keep in mind, these are New York City rats, so Flacco has to bring them down with a 50-cal Bushmaster. Meanwhile, a Chinese tech inventor has rolled out a new kissing device that allows monogamous lovers separated by long distance to virtually smooch using silicone lips. The device has only just been released, and I'm being told someone's already gotten their penis stuck in it. The device is very upsetting. Wow. That's a very upsetting image. Wow. That's very upsetting. The device is called Remote Kiss because it is not remotely a kiss. Meanwhile, a toddler ratted out a fugitive's location to Kentucky cops. Not a great story for the prison yard. How'd you get caught? Meth deal went south and my crew turned on me. You, Braden was mad because I limited his screen time. Here's what happened. Police were looking for a woman with multiple warrants. They broke into a living room full of grown-ups who refused to say anything. But suddenly, the toddler stood up and said, "She is inside the room next to the bathroom, and it is good to be honest. We shouldn't lie." Clearly, someone hasn't read the classic children's book, Where the Snitches Get Stitches. Meanwhile, freshly twice-retired quarterback Tom Brady is rumored to be considering a new career in stand-up comedy, with one insider claiming Brady does a great impression of former teammate Rob Gronkowski. Though, to be fair, so does a cinder block. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.